validation, but it's like hard to get validation, right?
Yeah.
So that's for any kind of acoustic validation. You have to get cameras and some animals. If you get any observations, sort of like to get that sort of thing. So super interesting stuff.
Yeah. Do you have any collaborations set up already? Like, I know Mike Suter has camera collars out.
Yeah, so I know Mike Suter has camera collars out. That gets a big thing with other Johnson.
Yeah.
So I work with Mark Suter a fair amount. So that's kind of a big collaboration. But we haven't talked specifically about this camera collar data.
Mm-hmm.
And I should say that, in a way, the grant, the NNA grant that I'm looking at,
yeah,
we just miraculously, it was we kind of sold it as like not involving fieldwork per se.
Right. It's like existing data.
Existing data that like you know that agencies are collecting anyway, movement data,
mm-hmm.
they work in a collaborative network.
Yeah.
Basically, kind of be the research farm. That's sort of like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it also, you know, a big portion of it is like, you know, kind of next generation remote sensing.
Right.
Vegetative snow quality of this maybe insect harassment index modeling, although it's hard. It's just like where do you get good wind data? You know, I guess.
Yeah.
But the animals can tell you a lot in their movements, so, to some extent, if you really look at it.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, that's like that project. Not necessarily like a project that's like that grand and broad, can go a lot of different ways.
Right.
You know, so there's like opportunities.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's...
Anybody that's interested in caribou could... Nothing to do with that umbrella, right?
Right. I guess I like the open-endedness of it, and also the fact that you've already spent like a great deal of time developing movement data tools. So you're like the person to, yeah.
For that end, yeah. But you know what I'm missing, what I really am missing, is like real deep field-based insight. I mean, you like that.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel when it comes to caribou, like I've been working with caribou now for like 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had the opportunity to go to the field a couple of times, do some aerial survey type stuff. Like an aerial survey, I feel like that's not even really in the field, right? You're like in the air.
Yeah.
Right? But my background is really like very field oriented. Like I spent, as a graduate student, I spent like 3 months at a time on these, in the North Pacific observing sea lion.
Yeah.
So I feel I've been really anxious to spend more time up there with people, get to know things a little bit better. But I can't lead a field project. It's also a little bit different now, just kids and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I guess a little more. So so there's fewer constraints. But yeah, but you know, yeah, and then so that's sort of my plan is to like spend time up there. Building relationships also, and like spending a lot of time with these management boards.
Mm-hmm.
So you said you have a Canadian passport or something?
Oh yeah, I am Canadian, so I'm a dual citizen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so if there's any need for, I was raised in the States, but my dad was born in Montreal, so I could claim citizenship through my Quebecois relatives.
Do you have family there?
Yeah, mostly my grandma's family is there, so I spent some time with them. They all came from Gaspé, so they were all in very rural Quebec for a long time. But
well, I mean, for what it's worth, Syracuse is very close to Quebec.
Yeah, I know, I was thinking that too, I could go visit some people.
So, no, you won't be that far away from some parts. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't think it's